Peace and Black Power fam, this is your boy, Brother Gaddafi, here with another episode. Tonight, I want to talk about something that's nothing old, that's nothing that's new. It's still disturbing, but I'm just going to get straight to the point. This man from Arkansas, who apparently gets guns pulled on him for no apparent reason whatsoever. So I'm gonna play the audio, and I'm gonna get right back to it. Just 1 second. So, as you can see or hear, the guy said, the young man, he happens to be black, he's saying, turn the car off for me, my hands in the air. Now, this cop had his weapon drawn automatically. The brother was not stupid. And that's the thing. This cop wanted to shoot this young man. This cop wanted to shoot him. He had his gun drawn and everything. And as soon as he lowered his hand to try to, I think he was trying to put it in park and all that kind of stuff, you can hear the cop say, gun, gun, he's got a gun. Now, had he would have made any sudden movements, they would have opened fire on this dude. And it would have been another dead African-American man whose case would have been slid under the door. This cop would have been on an administrative leave, also known as paid vacation, while he's spending time with his family. And the victim has to be buried by his family. So, and that just comes to show, as an African-American person, man or male or female, we have to take precaution ourselves when we get pulled over, because we don't know what type of officer that pulled us over. If we do we can even drive down the street, we could be taking all the necessary turn signals and blinkers and all that kind of stuff, all the stuff that, you know, to drive appropriately. But they'll still try to find a way to pull us over, because they'll even pull you over for making eye contact. I mean, what kind of mess is that? And that just kind of shows that this brother right here was not dumb at all. He did everything that he needed to do, because he kept his hands in the air. He said he wasn't doing nothing. And they were saying, shut the car off. I'm not going to shoot you, but shut the car off and don't move your hands. See, he wasn't stupid. He heard exactly what that cop said. He said, turn the car off, but don't move your hands. How is he supposed to turn the car off without moving his hands? And when he did move his hands, guess what the cop shouted? He's got a gun. Gun. So this man said, I'm not doing nothing. Y'all come turn the car off for me. Y'all shut the car off. Y'all put it in park. Y'all do this, because I ain't moving my hands, because y'all trying to shoot me. Y'all want to shoot me. And I've heard that, not from my personal experience, cops talking to me, but what I've heard, what cops said to other people, is the reason why white cops or cops in general are quick to pull the trigger Actually, I heard a number of things. The first thing is they know if they square up with somebody, they know that they're going to get whooped. So guess what? They go straight for either taser or the gun. Another video of an Arizona man. This is an old video. I think it was about a year or two ago. He's in his apartment complex. He's on the cell phone. He's on the phone. Now, apparently there was a complaint saying that he was making too much noise, but in the video, he's just casually talking to whoever he's talking to on the phone. These cops is probably like four or five that show up and they're following him. Now, they don't say nothing to him while he's on the phone. They just kind of look at him. He's on the phone. He noticed that, okay, I got these cops surrounding me right now. Let me hang up the phone. As soon as he hung up the phone, these cops started wailing on him. This black cop was giving him haymakers, man. And I mean, it was just like, it was kind of like all frustration was being put out on this young man. Now, this young man wasn't black. But, and that come to show also where I heard too about this is, and I mentioned like the fact that his frustration, these cops was really unleashing their frustration towards something on this young man. And the reason why I say that is because I've also heard that these cops are frustrated, and this is no excuse. These cops get frustrated at the fact that their taxes, their paycheck is based off of what we pay in taxes. You know what I'm saying? They work for the city. They work for us. They work for us. They're supposed to serve and protect us, but yet they don't do their job. They find any and every reason to protect, to kill our people. And that's just facts. Facts. You can't even, you drive in a wrong area. Like, for instance, like I mentioned in the first episode, I live in Grand Rapids, Michigan. All right? You drive in East Grand Rapids. Now, in East Grand Rapids, that's where you got, or Ada. You go in the areas of Ada, in these back areas, you got houses that, mansions. You go to Old 28th Street, mansions. Big houses. You drive in those areas around 11 to 12 o'clock, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. You will get pressed. Somebody's going to either look out the window. I've even heard stories of men looking, black people, you know, future residents looking at houses, and they get the cops called on. Now, I do know some good cops out there. I'm not taking away from the good cops, but they're overshadowed by these bad cops out there, because it's almost like when you see a dirty cop, a corrupted cop, obviously doing something that he shouldn't be doing, and yet you're taking initiative action to stop that BS that they're doing, guess what? That you're stepping on their toes. You interfering with their work, their job, their procedures. So that's automatically going to start a whole confrontation right then and there. So you got to understand, it's not a game. Like when these police brutalities happening. See, now it's getting bolder, because at the fact of, you know, no shade on President Barack Obama, but him being in office did not help black folks. If anything, it helped everybody else but black folks. Help protecting the cops with the police brutality, helping the LGBT community, all that kind of stuff. He helped everybody but anything that was beneficial to the black folks. And if anything, it made the black folks act more ratchet. And my president is black. So guess what? I don't have to listen to you. Yeah. This is all that. No. So the point of that I'm making is, and this is something that it makes you sad as a parent, as a black parent, because you got to give your kid these talks at young ages. of what to do when you do get pulled over. Sometimes cops is going to pull you over for no reason. I didn't do anything wrong. They'll say, oh, you failed to signal at this stop or this light or whatever. You could have potentially gotten into a car accident. Now, the more you get lippity, the greater chance that the more ammunition you put in their gun. Literally. See, that audio that you guys heard, this young brother, like I said, did everything the correct way. He said he wasn't going to do nothing. He said, I'm not stupid. It's a shame that it has to amount to this type of action to where you're too scared to put your car in park because you got weapons drawn on you automatically. You didn't even do nothing. Now, the story was he was at a gas station and he was getting ready to leave. Before he could leave out of the gas station, that's when they pulled him over or something like that. And that's when automatically he got a gun drawn on him. He put his hands down, put the car in park. Gun, gun, gun. He's got a gun. Now, you hear all these cases. These cases ain't nothing new. You know, first that Philandro Castro, or how I think I butchered his name, but in the video, when he got pulled over, now the brother passed. Now he got pulled over and he took the steps. When you have a CPL, you have to let the cops know that you do have a CPL and if you are carrying. Now, in the video, the cop said, don't reach for it, don't reach for it. Now, truth be told, who knows what he was reaching for? Now, if he said, I have a CPL and I am carrying. Now, look at this. Take this. Look at these steps. He said, I have a CPL and I am currently carrying right now. If he wanted to shoot the cop, why would he say, tell the cop that he has a gun? Point being, I seen another video of a man in the same state of Arkansas, a white man, gets pulled over. White guy opens fire, gets bold enough to get out of the car, and him and this other cop are having a shootout. He kicks his girlfriend out and drives off. There's another topic that I want to say for another episode, but after hearing this about this black cop, this kind of shows that the steps that us black people need to take. We don't have the right to argue with cops like that. We don't have the privilege of saying, I know my rights. Because even if we did know our rights, and they know we know our rights, guess what? Oh, they're going to find some kind of way to shoot us anyway. And that just showed that we, you know, at young ages, as black parents, we got to give our kids the talk about, instead of giving them the talk about, you know, boys, girls, you know, education, all that kind of stuff. The first thing that we got to literally tell them is what to do when a cop pulls you over. And then the question is, well, dad, mom, aren't the cops supposed to protect us? Not us. The same videos that you see about these cops rescuing these kids and dogs out of trees or cats out of trees and all this kind of stuff, the stuff that you see in movies, in all reality, we have to tell them when you get pulled over, and sometimes it's going to be, most of the time it's going to be for no reason. Keep your hands where they can see them. Put your hands on the dashboard. Automatically have your license and registration and everything out. When you give them that, you keep your hands on the steering wheel or on the dashboard where they can see. It's sad. It's a sad time that we're living in right now, because this stuff that's happening isn't new. Police brutality is not new. The only difference is it's getting recorded. But these cops don't, they're getting bolder because they know that nine times out of ten, they're gonna walk home free. The only time that a cop gets penalized for it is if it's gonna affect the entire bureau. Now everything has a corporate. Every company has a corporate. When a reputation is involved, then that's when they get involved and they take action. But if it's just this person, oh please, we'll just give them administrative pay, call it good. They'll riot. We got guns, all that kind of stuff. We're not gonna worry about it. Cause at the end of the day, we had the power to lock them up. But that shouldn't discourage us from saying what we need to say. If something's wrong, address it. As black people, it's hurtful. It's hurtful, and it's a shame that we have to take these precautions. Nobody else. We do. We have to be the ones to, say yes, sir. As much of an attitude that we're getting from cops, we can't argue back. Not if we want to possibly see the light of another day, or not get charged, or make it to work the next day, get home to our family that same night. So that was just something that, I needed to speak on about. Because, if you have young children, you know what I'm talking about when you have to give your kids that talk about how cops can be when you are a certain skin color and you live in a certain area. Or if you drive a nice enough car, they're going to automatically think that you stole it or think that you're a drug dealer, thinking that you didn't earn that car. You took the shortcut on what you're doing in this neighborhood. You kind of young to be around here. Where you from? Where you work at? You know what I'm saying? Stuff that's not really, honestly, none of their business. Now, you have a right to say what you want, that you don't have, you choose not to answer that. But even then, that can bite you in the butt. So, and also, too, I advise for anybody who has kids, if you're African-American, get that movie, The Hate U Give. That's a good movie, and it's rated, I think, PG-13 or something like that. But there's nothing explicit to where you can still watch your kid. You can have you can allow your kids to watch that movie because it talks about some actual facts and what to expect. It talks about real situations and real events that happen in real time. And it's not necessarily based on a true story, but it's based off true events that happen in the communities on a daily basis. Fictional characters, but true events. So I highly recommend, among many other movies, but this one doesn't have any type of, it has some foul language, but if your child is around 10 or 13 and older, That's more of an acceptable age, but, because they'll be able to kind of grasp it a little bit more and retain it a little easier and understand of what happens when I do get older. So, but yeah, it's called The Hate U Give, and I highly recommend that movie for young teens, young adults, young preteens, all that kind of stuff. I highly recommend that movie because, instead of any other movie, that movie, because it shows of what's the higher possibility of that can happen to you. Because I've been pulled over a few times. One time I got pulled over years ago. I got pulled over because apparently I fit a description. Now, of course, I didn't get arrested or in handcuffs or nothing like that. But, I got pulled over again because apparently I didn't put my blinker on, but I can turn on red, but this cop sped up to follow me because I drove a nice car because he complimented my car. Yeah. Okay. But yeah. So, Peace and Black Power family. I hope you guys listen, tune into this podcast and understand that if you are a person of color and you have kids and you, and instead of the talk of the birds and the bees, talk to them about, you know, the pigs and the blue tees, and, you know, and literally how you have to act, not because you want to, but because you have to in a situation where you get pulled over. So peace, fam. I hope you guys have a wonderful night, and I will see you guys on the next episode. Have a good one. I'll catch you later.